want to mention a medrash that I've given different explanation of in the past, but I'm going to use this as a way of explaining a little bit about Shavuos and explaining a little bit of one of my pet peeves these days. The medrash says the Torah was given through fire and water and the desert. If you want to look in my book, Outlooks and Insights, you'll see a nice shot in this idea of Torah being given in the desert. But I'm going to tell you tonight is completely different. Torah compared to fire and water is very simple. Right? Torah is compared to fire insofar that it enlightens, gives light, enlightens people in the knowledge of Torah. Right? Limud HaTorah is or. Torah is or. Torah also heats you up, gives you proper hashkafos and musr, and gives you the right emotions. So it's a warming effect, like a fire. The Torah also burns up the Yetzer Hara. Barasi. The Torah also, in addition to enlightening and lighting up the way and warming you with the right hashkafas and musar, the Torah also burns the Yetzer Hara. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So it burns away the Yetzer Hara. It has that aspect of fire. And in addition, Torah, like fire, is the kli. It says in last week's Pirkei Avos, last Shabbos Pirkei Avos, the Chaviven, no, it's not, it's 2 weeks ago's Pirkei Avos. Chaviven Yisrael, Shenitlohem, Kli Chemda, Shabom Nivra, Shamayim Va'aretz. The Torah is the utensil, the tool, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore the Torah is the builder. And all industry, all creative activity in this world, all things that are made, there's a word for it, I can't put my finger on it, right? All things that are manufacturing, all manufacturing, it depends on fire. Fire is the medium for all yitzira, for all creative activity in this world. So in that respect, the Torah is like fire. In addition, Torah, if misused and abused, and learned totally not for the right reasons, right, can be destructive, like fire too. It can be very harmful. Torah can be a samha maves or a samachai, can be a poison, Torah, if it's not used properly. So in all those respects, Torah is compared to fire, and that's basically the chitzonios, the externals of Torah, the knowledge of Torah, the fact that you use Torah to affect things in the world, that you use Torah to get the right hashkafas or whatever. It's all you using the Torah more in an external way. Then Torah is compared to water. Torah has another aspect. It kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu. Torah is the essence of life, just like water is the essence of life. And that's something that you ingest. It's the inner idea of Torah. Torah connects you to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it gives you eternal life. Kol mi sheyesh bo or Torah, or Torah mechayehu. The light of Torah. And it's interesting that rain is called or too. So it's not just fire. Rain also has a din of or. So the light of Torah is the tal of Tchias HaMeisim. It's the dew, the water that you ingest of Torah, and that gives you eternal life. That totality of eternal life comes from cleaving to Hashem, and Torah is cleaving to Hashem. It's the essence of life itself. So in that respect, Torah is considered like water. So that's fire and water. But what's desert? I was thinking of something I think is a very interesting idea. That's the following. If Torah is like fire and Torah is like water, the place that is bereft of fire and water is a desert. Water is extremely rare in the desert. You have to go looking for it. And fire, you need fuel. And there's no fuel in the desert. They had to bring trees to build the Mishkan from Eretz Yisrael via Egypt because of the Midbar, there was no trees. So if there's no trees, there's no fuel source for fire. So the Torah is fire and water, yet it was given in the Midbar where fire and water are scarce. In order to have fire in the desert, you have to put in a lot of effort. You have to bring it, you have to import it from somewhere else. It says by Torah, Yogati umatsasi tamin. If somebody tells you that he put in a lot of effort and found Torah, believe him. Torah needs two things. Yagia, you have to put in a tremendous amount of effort. That's the fire part of Torah. You won't find it easily. Torah is like given in a desert. It's not meant to be found easily. You have to put a lot of work. You have to import all of the wherewithal to make that fire of Torah. You have to put a lot of effort into the learning. You got yagia, amal and yagia. It involves a tremendous amount of work. That's to get the chitzonius of Torah, the fire part of Torah. Hold the questions to the end. And to get the water of Torah, you have to look for it. You have to search for it. Matzasi, you have to find it. To get the inner lishma, you can have all of the materials to make the fire, but if you don't ingest that water, that's pure water, not going to help. So you have to find that pure water in the desert. That's yogati umatsasi tamin. So that is the idea of Torah being given in fire and in water and in a midbar. The idea being that Torah can't come easy. Torah is something you have to put a tremendous amount of effort. You have to put a tremendous investment in Torah, and you have to look deeply to find it. It's not readily available. Which is exactly the opposite of what people think today. Okay, before I get to that and expound on this, what's wrong with the generation today, I want to speak a little bit about Shavuos, what Shavuos is. We say on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, right? Simply meaning it's a day the Torah was given. But it's not true. First of all, the Rishonim or the Achronim asked the question. The Gemara has a machlokas, what was the date of Matan Torah? One opinion is the Chachamim that it was given on the sixth day of Sivan. That Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, was on Monday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. 6 days later, sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi holds that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, mamish, like this year. And the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day of Sivan. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's exactly what happened this year. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. Now, if the Torah was given on Shabbos, when are we celebrating Shavuos? On Friday. Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is already Isru Chag. So, there's no problem of celebrating Shavuos on Friday, because the Torah that makes nothing connected to giving the Torah on Shavuos. The Torah says, keep Shavuos 50 days after Pesach, after the second day of Pesach. Count the Omer, and when the 50th day comes, you have Shavuos. Now, if that falls on the sixth day of Sivan, right, very nice, and which it does. And according to our calendar, Shavuos is always the sixth day of Sivan. But if the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan, then the giving of the Torah and Shavuos don't coincide. The Torah was given the day after Shavuos. So how do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos? That's the question. The question's even stronger, because the Svarno says that there are 2 days in the year that are called Atzeres. One is Shvi Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres, and the second one is Shmini Atzeres. The Rabbanan always referred to Shavuos as Atzeres. But the Torah never calls it Atzeres. Says the Sfarno, the reason is the following. Atzeres means a convocation, a gathering where people directed their thoughts totally on the Rabbanu Shalom, gathered together and concentrated in as a group on something very spiritual. So Shvi Shel Pesach was Kriyas Yamsuf. Can't get a bigger convocation than that. Everybody gathered together to sing the Shira. So they concentrated on the Rabbanu Shalom, gathered together in Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, we know, the Rabbanu Shalom invites us for a last day with a small meal just between us, and we gather together and we focus on the Torah, Simchas Torah. That's Atzeres. What's the greatest Atzeres in history? Matan Torah, right? All the Jews gathered at Mount Sinai and they received the Torah, focused their attention on the Rabbanu Shalom. Couldn't be a greater Atzeres. That's why the Rabbanan call it Atzeres. But there's only one problem. That Atzeres was abrogated. It was bottled. When? On Shivasa Batamos, when Moshe broke the Luchos. They never really got the Torah. Because they served the eagle. Moshe came down from the mountain instead of giving the Torah. He broke it. When was the Torah actually given? On Yom Kippur. So the Atzeres, says the Sfarno, of Shavuos was bottled. So the Torah never calls it Atzeres. But then there's a problem. Then why do we celebrate Shavuos as Man Matan Torasenu? If it was bottle, it was bottle. Manavsha. So, I want to say the idea is the following. The Chacham by the Seder asked the following question. Moho Eidos v'hachukim v'mishpotim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. The Ibn Ezra explains, the Chacham isn't asking what are the mitzvahs, because then he's not too much of a Chacham. What is the Chacham asking? The Goyim get away with 7 easy mitzvahs. What did we do wrong that God laid this yoke of 613 mitzvahs on us? Why do we have to keep 613 and only have to keep 7? What do we answer the Chacham? Avodim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. We were slaves. In Egypt, God took us out, obviously for our sake, not for his sake. He wreaked punishment on the Egyptians, obviously for our sake, not for his sake. He took us through the Midbar and provided for all our needs for 40 years for our sake, not for his sake. And therefore, he gave us Eretz Yisrael for our sake, not for his sake. Therefore, it stands to reason that we see a pattern here, that everything the Rabbanu Shalom does, he does for our sake. So if he gave us the Torah, it's not for his sake. It's not a yoke. It's not a liability, but it's a schus. It's a merit. It's an opportunity. And that's what it says. Vayitein lanu es kol achukim ho'eile letov lanu lechayosenu kayom hazeh. It's for our good. It's good, our good. And that's what we say in Pirkei Avos as the end of every parak. It's a gemara in Makkos. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Lefichach here on Torah mitzvahs. God wanted to merit the Jewish people. Therefore he gave us Torah and mitzvahs, right? An abundance of Torah and mitzvahs. So Torah is what's it called is a schus. And I wanted to answer with this, explain a pasuk. Pasuk says, V'ato Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years, comes to Klal Yisrael, and he says, bottom line, what does God want from you? Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomimach. Kiyim, what is God asking from you already? Only, now you would expect the end of the sentence to be only a few measly things. What does God want from you already? That's how the sentence should continue. What does it continue? Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomimach, Kiyim, what does God want from you? Only a million things. It doesn't fit. Says the Ramban, the last two words in the sentence make it make sense. L'tov loch. It's all for your good. What does God want from you? Nothing. He wants to give you an opportunity. He doesn't want anything from you. It's all for your good. So, Mashem Shoel Neimach, nothing. He's not asking you for anything. He's giving you an opportunity. Once wanted to explain a Gemara, and I found there's a Medrash that says it mamish openly. The Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shomayim, so the Malachim said, why are you giving the Torah to human beings? Give it to us. T'na hold chol Shomayim. So the Rabbanu Shalom said, you want the Torah, Moshe? You're going to have to fight with him. You debate them. You win the debate, you get the Torah. Moshe says, I'm afraid they'll burn me up, the hevel pian. So Moshe, God said, hold on to my throne, don't be afraid, say what you have to say. So Moshe said, okay, you want the Torah, let's see what the Torah says. It says, Anochi Hashem Lokecha Shot Seisichom Mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt. Any of you guys ever in Egypt? No. Okay, it says, Kaberes Avichas Imecha. Any of you have parents? No. Do lo sirtzo, can you kill a malach? No. Lo signo, have you anything here to steal? No. You have chenda, right? You have a yetzer hara? No. Okay, so the Torah doesn't apply to malachim. Okay, so malachim agreed, Moshe got the Torah and brought it down. What was the havamin of the malachim? They wanted the Torah so much, they didn't realize they had no shaykhus to them. They don't have a father and mother. There's other answers. The Shuri Das has a different answer. But what was the havamin? What did the malachim think? I was thinking the answer is, the malachim knew the Torah didn't apply to them. But they wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to hear from them that if it did apply, they wanted it. They didn't take a sigh of relief. Thank God we didn't get this yoke.